Welcome back into Dusty Fesco, James Fesco, Dusty, whatever you want to do it. Hey, phone line, text line. We need your help. We need your help. So apparently I know nothing about basketball. My trash takes are flooding this guy's airwaves, and I'm getting called Nancy.
Oh, my goodness. He went with the Nancy route, yeah. Right? What is this, 1985?
Well, somebody chimes in, and it's and look, I'm not gonna be mean or anything like that, but I just want to share what we go through. It says, if I can find the thing, if it says it, it says, please, says something like, stick to your, gosh, where are they at? I don't know where this text went. Either way, I just click on the thing. Here we go. So I get called basically a Nancy already, been called that.
Mm-hmm.
It says, from the 816, stick
to pronounced Dusty.
Yeah, stick to football. You have horrible, horribles in all caps. Basketball takes the knowledge. I then ask, please explain. And then they said, you're the only person in history to call the Duncan Spurs years boring.
No, literally everybody has called them boring. Literally everybody is. Like, I lived in San Antonio for 2 years in the heart of that championship run, and everybody was saying, it's a boring brand of basketball, but they win. Who cares?
I'm just trying to figure this out. If I'm the only one, I apologize, and I'll make sure. So I went to Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Spurs considered boring during their championship run? First five articles came up. Why the Spurs were considered boring. Why their five championships were considered boring championships. Then it says, I said, okay, I'm sorry. And then it says, LOL, trash take. That's why you guys never open up the phone lines, because you hate everyone disagreeing with you.
No, not at all.
And then you blame the text line for being negative. LOL.
If you're going to disagree, though, have a legitimate disagreement. Don't be wrong. And then call in, because if you're going to say open the phone lines, phone lines are never closed.
And then he says, I said, call in. We're about to come back. We are back. 96.5 The Fan, FM station. How you doing? 913-586-7965. He says, or they said, I've tried three times, and then calls me Nancy.
Right.
I said, okay, keep going. I don't see the phone lines lit. We asked James, our producer, has the phone ring today? He said, yeah, man, one time. So again, I call it like I see it. You want to call out to me? I'll call you out. I don't see my phone ringing.
Yep, no, it's not ringing. It's not. No.
So if you got a problem with it.
And my phone's broken, but I can still see it ring.
Yeah, so come on.
Let's go. Let's go, pal.
So, I mean, again, here we are.
But, you know, he's sitting there listening in anger, which I've never understood that. Like, if something angers you, why continue to listen? Like, do you just hate listen or whatever it is? Like, I mean, you feel better about yourself because you're wrong? Or, I mean, like, you're just wrong. Your take is wrong about the Spurs not being boring, because they were a boring basketball team. If we called Greg Popovich today, he'd probably yell at us, but he'd be like, yeah, it was a boring brand of basketball. But it was a brand of basketball that won them. How many championships did they win? Five titles down there in San Antonio?
Gotta be
because they played a style of basketball that was high percentage shots.
No, they won.
And they won games. They rebounded and they hit high percentage shots.
Sorry, I enjoyed watching the Lakers play. Kobe and Shaq were fun.
Yeah.
Hell, Kobe and Powell were fun.
Right.
The big three in Miami.
Golden State's
they
fun.
Were fun.
Yeah.
San Antonio just was boring. All right. Is this our guy? This is our guy.
What's his name?
Who we got here, James?
This is Jay. We got Jay from Lee Summit.
Okay, go ahead, Jay.
This is not the guy that called you a Nancy.
Oh, okay. You ruined it!
Man!
I'm sorry to blow it.
That's okay. Go ahead, though.
But I did just want to chip in.
Go ahead.
I'm not a big basketball fan. Very casual. Playoffs come around, you know, I pay attention to it a little bit. A
little bit, right? Yeah.
And I've always held the opinion that those Spurs teams were boring.
Thank you.
So, you're not wrong. This guy is, he's just being a poopy pants, and I hope that he calls up and defends himself.
I'm waiting.
Well, he won't, though, dude, James, Jay, because you know people who do a lot of talking never call in, never back it up.
And you're proof right now that we answer the phone line.
Right.
Like, proof.
Right.
The phones do work, and it took about 30 seconds for me to get through.
That's it. It's not bad.
Now give us a score prediction for Sunday.
Oh. Well, you're putting me on the spot
a little bit,
but I do think they're finally going to show out a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going 31-3.
I like it.
Right. Hey, have a good day, Jay.
I'm in on that.
I think that could be the thing. I think they could win this game and do something like that.
This guy probably thought the 85 Bears on offense were exciting too.
James just whispered in my ear. He said somebody called just to make sure the phone lines were open, and then hung up.
And then hung up. So yeah, you're a coward.
Didn't even want to talk. Just make sure.
Right, cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, coward. Coward. I said. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Not Colin Cowherd. No, just he's a coward. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. But I mean, I've never heard anybody not say.
Yeah.
I literally have never heard somebody say, "Boy, the San Antonio Spurs played an exciting brand of basketball." Like it's never crossed my ear.
It's hilarious.
I follow a lot of the sports. And again, like I said, I lived down there for 2 years when I covered the Spurs. It was my first job. They were winning championships. Not one time did people say, boy, this is an exciting brand of basketball. They said it was a very good, boring team that knew how to win basketball games. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the Chiefs are right now. I wouldn't put them in the boring category, but they know how to win football games. And when you're a fan of a team, you don't care how pretty it looks. You care about your team winning games. And if your team wins ugly or your team wins by a blowout, they're still winning. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. I think there were a lot of folks who got spoiled by what Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team did for the first couple of years of his career. But as everything, you know, moves forward and changes and evolves, just like in football, everything moves forward, changes, and evolves. And this league has kind of come back to the pack a little bit from the offensive explosion that we've seen. Defenses have become a premium. Chiefs have spent a lot of money and a lot of first-round draft picks on defense recently, too. Yeah. Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Trent McDuffie, right? Nick Bolton.
Leo Chenault, Brian Cook.
Like, you start to look at all of the players. They're drafting on the defensive side of things. Right. Why do you think that is? Because offenses were so good, you had to start drafting good defensive talent to keep up with them, and now that good defensive talent is taking over this league and is taking over the Chiefs have not allowed more than 28 points in 24 consecutive games. If that doesn't tell you there's a shift in the NFL from an offensive to a defensive mindset, I don't know what does.
Right. So we got teammates on the text line. I agree that Spurs were not boring. They played solid all-around ball.
That's boring.
When you describe basketball as solid all-around ball, you're defending my case.
Yeah, that's boring.
And then they unnecessary shot, which I love. I love these. I've gotten so happy with these. And then as if they think this bothers me, right after that comment, this Jack comes in with, Josh is sorely missed.
Yes, he is.
You know what? Josh doesn't miss you.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
He doesn't miss getting his ass up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And by the way,
and that's not an insult. Josh was here for 20 some years. He's missed every day. We love Josh.
And here's the thing. Josh isn't gone. He's the sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs radio network that plays on this station.
That's right.
But no, we can kick that to the side and we'll get to these phone calls that are up here in a second. But I do think this is a game because people have talked about how, you know, Travis Kelce isn't the same Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' numbers are down and, you know, yada, yada, yada. This seems like a game where it's like they could be petty for three reasons. One, they're playing a division opponent.
Right.
Two, they're playing against Jim Harbaugh, which could be like, hey, welcome to the league of the AFC West as well. Mm-hmm. This is Patrick Mahomes. Damn glad to meet you. Andy Reid, you know who I am. And then three, I'm not saying that they listen. Right, that they have their ear to the wall to every single media outlet.
Oh, they do.
But they hear it, whether you want to know or not. Like, how fine-tuned they are to what's being said, as opposed to, like, them on their phone reading, like, a headline, being like, that's hilarious, watch this. Because if they didn't, you wouldn't hear some of the responses they give you.
No, they're definitely in tune to what's being said. Patrick Mahomes is very aware of everything that is going on around him. He's very aware of what everybody is saying. And you know who else was very aware of that? Tom Brady was very aware of that. The Kansas Jayhawks, when they were dominating, were very aware of that. That's what good teams do because they're so good, they always need that extra form of motivation, right? They always need to create a negative kind of aura around them to motivate them. Now, nobody thinks we can do it and all this kind of stuff. No, they're very in tune to what's being said. Believe me, I know that for a fact.
All right, we'll finish this segment up with your callers. Jay, again, we don't know if these people are going to rip my ass or if they're going to support me. So this is the way we play it. This is Fesco Roulette here real quick. That's going to be a show bit.
Yeah.
Jake, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
So I think Kelce will probably get his big game this weekend.
Cool.
And I also love that Jay called a Spurs guy poopy pants.
There we go. Thanks for the phone call, Jake.
The guy who thinks the Spurs played an exciting brand of basketball is pissed there's a three-point line and a shot clock in the game today.
All right, we go to the most sexy sounding voice in the city. Go ahead, Aussie.
Hi, Aussie.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good to talk to you. I'm one of those regular basketball fans that will watch regular season and not wait for the playoffs. I've been watching basketball since Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were playing against the plumbers and bricklayers.
Yep.
I didn't mind watching Tony Parker play, but Tim Duncan had to be the only man in the history of the NBA that had the word dunk in his name and couldn't duck the ball to save himself.
Oh. Well, and you watch,
boring as hell.
You watch a lot of basketball. Give me a major Tim Duncan play that you can remember where you're like, oh, my God! Every Tim Duncan shot.
I remember him hitting it off the glass.
Right.
For two, and that was it. That was all he did. He was a robot. He was basically an NBA robot, you know?
Yeah, the fundamental.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I used to say it all the time. Like, I don't understand why more teams don't play like Tim Duncan. Like you see these guys launching these low-percentage three-point shots. They lose games. How about you get it into your big man and let him kiss it off the glass and get two easy points every time down the floor and win games?
Last caller of this segment, Andrew in Blue Springs. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to go out with that Tim Duncan. They called him Mr. Fundamental.
Right, the big fundamental was his name, yes.
How fun is that? Like, that is amazing.
Well, there is fun in fundamental, my friend, you know.
Well, hey, I didn't mean to bother him, but they were boring, man. They had Bruce Bowen, all he did was play defense. But Tony Parker had the teardrop. Like, they had role players.
No
but
doubt.
Mr. Fundamental, that is not very fundamental.
Wow. Like, they weren't getting the ratings. Like I don't think TNT was clamoring to have them on like CBS wants the Chiefs.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't be mad at my wife if she admitted she had an affair on me and his nickname was Mr. Fundamental.
Mr. Fundamental.
I'm like, oh, you didn't get to the climax, did you? That's all right. James, Bob, Dusty, we dive back into your boys in blue. They're going to be playing baseball in October on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.